Buzz time. What are people talking about in Parkersburg, Marietta, Williamstown, Vienna, the surrounding area right here on 910 WLTP? How about this headline? Local health facilities reporting fewer serious flu cases. Wonder why. Maybe it's because COVID is the flu. Or maybe it's because everything is labeled COVID, therefore the flu doesn't exist anymore. I mean, think about that. We've had 25 to 65,000 deaths a year from the flu leading up to 2020. Now, all of a sudden, nobody's dying of the flu. Oh, it must be the masks. No, that's not what it is. You know that's not what it is. I know that's not what it is. The fact of the matter is the flu still exists. It's just everything is labeled COVID anymore. You have Dr. Jeff Patty, emergency medicine physician, owner of Marietta's Quality Care Associates Urgent Care. He said, this year we've barely experienced any influenza patients. We've probably seen 5 or 10 the whole winter. To put that in perspective, that's the same urgent care that was diagnosing 5 to 10 flu cases a day during the peak of the last flu season. Again, the flu's not just going to disappear. It's not going to just go and never come back. You can't make me believe that for a second. And that was always my biggest argument when it came to COVID in the beginning. We accept 25 to 65,000 people are going to die a year from flu. We didn't shut anything down. We didn't mandate masks. We didn't say you couldn't go within 6 feet of somebody else. We just accepted it. It's life. People die. But when it came to one COVID death, it was shut everything down. Can't do this. Can't go to school. I mean, just a total overreaction. Memorial Health System also experiencing notably less flu patients. One nurse saying, we're seeing a lot more people going out, getting their flu shots. Everybody's masking up. People are trying to stay away from each other. That's what they're going to say. It's just like when COVID numbers went up. Oh, it's because people aren't masking up. COVID numbers go down. Oh, people are masking up now. Seriously? Not that stupid, people. Not that stupid. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announcing the state of preparedness the other night in advance of potential flooding that could impact the Mountain State coming up this week. This covers 50 West Virginia counties currently categorized by the National Weather Service as being under a flood watch or a hazardous weather outlook. Certain regions within those counties currently under a flood warning. When I saw the temperatures coming up part of last week and this week, I thought, oh, no. I mean, you look at all that snow, all that ice, it's got to go somewhere, and it's going to go somewhere quick. And most of the time that runoff hits these creeks or streams, they can't handle it, or there's been a buildup of debris. And all of a sudden, that stuff, that water builds up behind that debris, the debris busts. And now you got a wall of water coming down through that could cause a lot of damage and even death. So Governor Justice has activated the State Emergency Operations Center. He's instructed all state agencies to exercise their appropriate authorities associated with the declaration. Brooke, Hancock, Marshall, Ohio, Wetzel counties, not included in the declaration. Because according to the governor's office, the NWS has not issued a flood watch warning or advisory in those locations. Now, additional counties may also be added to the state preparedness at a later date if that is deemed necessary. Jump over to Vienna. City Council approving an increase in police department wages. That was on February 25th for all Vienna Police Department officers. The resolution came following an initial discussion 2 weeks ago on February 11th. According to the mayor, Randy Rapp, the department had the lowest wages compared to other departments in the Mid-Ohio Valley. So the department will get a $2 pay raise per hour, raising their hourly rate to $20 per hour. And he hopes the pay raise has a positive impact on the retention rate for present and future officers. That's the big thing here. I mean, first of all, if you're not going to pay competitive wages, you're going to have trouble hiring people. And right now, good luck hiring qualified people who want to be in the police. Because with all the negativity surrounding the anti-police movement in America, good luck finding qualified candidates who want to get in there. And then if you're not paying competitive wages, you're out of luck. You're not going to find anybody. So that's one thing. And then also retaining them. You're going to put all the time and effort into training these officers, and then all of a sudden they're going to get in there, and after they get a couple of paychecks, they're going, seriously? I'm putting my life on the line. I have people demeaning me left and right, and I'm making that? I'm going to go somewhere else. You have to do it. As we have seen in places that have demeaned the police, cut the police budget, crime's gone through the roof. They are needed. But you got to pay them in order to retain them and in order to get good ones. Hey, speaking of good, here's some good news. Live Nation CEO saying concerts are going to return this summer. CEO Michael Rapino, he's optimistic that large-scale concerts are closer than ever to returning. He said that a clear outline to a 75 to 100% capacity for outdoor U.S. events in 2021 was looking likely to be greenlit. That's awesome news. That's the one thing I've missed the most. I love going to a good concert. Friends, family, couple brewskis, out in the sunshine, hearing some good music. Can't beat it. I don't know if you saw this, but the British government's already moving forward with this. They set a timeline that states large music events in the UK could resume at 100% capacity beginning on June 21st. Live Nation then put up 100,000 tickets for the Reading and Leeds Festival. That's scheduled for August 27th to 29th, all of which sold out by late in the week. That's according to Music Business Worldwide. The company also put up tickets for their dance music-based Creamfields Fest, August 26th to 29th, sold out its full capacity of 70,000 tickets in 48 hours. If that doesn't show you how starved we are for entertainment, I don't know what does. 70,000 tickets selling out within 48 hours. People want to get back to living. My sister's in Florida. She doesn't live there. She's visiting. She texted me the other night. She said, I can't believe it. I'm out and about. I'm at the bars. I'm at the restaurants. Nobody's wearing masks. I can actually see faces for the first time ever. She said, it feels so good to feel like I'm living pre-pandemic once again. And she lives in Virginia, which has been one of the worst states out there as far as lockdowns and draconian measures. It's time to get back, people. And there's going to be those that say, well, you know, the numbers are down, but we can't go rushing back because then the numbers are going to go up. You know what? So what? If you feel that way, stay in your house. But I'm going to go out and I'm going to live. I'm not going to let the prospect of numbers rising, COVID cases rise, dictate what I'm going to do with my life. And I don't think you should either. We got to get back to living. How many times did we hear hospitals were going to be overrun? Four? They're 0 for 4 on that one. 0 for 4. 11,000 plus hospitals in the United States, and I don't think 10 were overrun with COVID patients. Four times we heard that. We got to quit living by what if. And we got to go back to living. One thing that it seems like has been forgotten in this entire coronavirus discussion anymore is the fact that there is a 99% survival rate with this virus. Think about it. Go read a news article. Go look at interviews. Go look at discussions involving COVID right now. You rarely hear that brought up anymore. It used to be brought up all the time. Now it's never. It's like some people have simply forgotten. It has a 99% survivability rate. Let's realize that, embrace that, and get back to living. Here's a great story for you, a positive story. WVU Medicine, Camden and Clark giving out $10,500 worth of scholarship money to students in healthcare. Now, this money comes from two scholarships. One is specifically aimed at nursing students who have completed at least 1 year of an accredited school of nursing. That scholarship is coming out of the Camden Clark Foundation. It's worth $1,500. Two will be given out. The other scholarship is available to any healthcare student. This scholarship is worth $2,500. Three are available. So students applying must also have completed at least 1 year of schooling at an accredited school or be in the final weeks of their last year, carrying at least 12 credit hours. A lot of nurses at WVU Medicine Camden Clark were recipients. Kimberly Couch, president of the Camden Clark Foundation, said this, and I'm quoting, I've seen students come back to our area and work, which is always the neatest outcome you can ever see. We have a bunch of nurses who specifically were recipients of the Camden Clark School of Nursing alumnus scholarships. So she's encouraging you, if this is applicable to you, to apply for both scholarships. You must live in the area served by WVU Medicine, Camden Clark. So kudos to Camden Clark for stepping up and helping some students out there try to give back to the community by working in the healthcare profession. How about the Easter Parade in Parkersburg? It's been going on for about a decade. It's going to be a little different this year because of trying to stay safe during COVID. Market Street's going to be full of festive floats on March 20th, starting at 2 p.m. This time, however, the floats won't be moving. Drivers will. It's called a reverse parade. Festivities will end by Centennial Park, where you can meet the Easter Bunny. And you don't have to worry about tickets. Instead, bring non-perishables. The event founder said all food will be given to food pantries. So if you want to participate with a float of your own, you can find the application at the MOV Easter Parade Facebook page. So we're still dealing with this. I know the numbers are down. They're going the opposite way. You know, I feel like we need to start opening up sooner rather than later. But at least there's a little bit of inspiration out there. As I mentioned, you know, talking about concerts earlier. Now the Easter Parade in Parkersburg, and hopefully by the time we get to summertime, We could see people's faces and we could start feeling like we are getting back to, well, getting back to normal.